How's everyone doing? You know, I am always nervous when I'm standing in front of people, especially something like this. But there's a joy to it also of being able to just look at your faces. It is a blessing. It's a special blessing for me today to be able to look out in the audience and see my brother, Mike Medford. I know that you made your mom's day today by you being here, and I'm just tickled. I know I will be occasionally looking in your eyes as I'm speaking because you are a dear brother to me. But it's just good to see everyone here. It's good to see all of our visitors here. We hope that if you're a visitor here, that you just feel welcomed here because that's what we want to do. We don't always accomplish that, but I know that's our desire, is that we make our visitors feel welcome. I know at our household this morning, it was exciting. There were little bitty snowflakes falling down from the sky, and Hannah was so excited. She said, "It's going to stick, isn't it? There's so many snowflakes, it's going to stick." She was really excited. You know, it just reminds me that it's Christmas time. It's Christmas is in the air. Friday night and Saturday night, we were blessed by a lot of y'all of sharing your singing gifts with us at the Rotary Club Christmas Choir. It was such a blessing. If you've never attended that, I would encourage you to do that next year. For me, it's kind of the start. It just says that it's Christmas time. It's time. Today, we're going to talk about the meaning of Christmas. You know, we've still got about 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas comes, and y'all may end up hearing 3 or 4 different Christmas messages. I don't know. But today I just want us to talk about the meaning of Christmas. You know, there are some holidays that it's just real clear what they're about. Veterans Day is about honoring our veterans. The 4th of July is about celebrating the birth of our country. Christmas is one of those holidays that's got, it's got a whole lot of different meanings. You know, for a lot of people, Christmas is about Santa Claus. And what's not to love about Santa Claus? He's this big old happy, jolly guy who spends the year getting toys together for kids and then spends about, I think, 30 hours delivering those. You know, we think it takes 24 hours. Really, if you talk about the time changes and everything, Santa's got about 30 hours to deliver these packages. What's not to love about this? It is, you know, Santa Claus, he's a great guy. For many of us, Christmas is all about families. It's about just sitting around the dinner table and talking and laughing, eating ham or turkey or chicken or whatever. It's a good time to be with families. For those of y'all with kids, especially with little kids, Christmas is about Christmas morning, of waking up, hearing the pitter-patter of little feet. You know, our kids wake up early on Christmas morning and want to run down to the Christmas tree. And it's a neat time. But for me, I think Christmas is really about the gifts. And it is. It's a, and not, you know, socks and things like that and handkerchiefs. Those gifts are okay, but Christmas is really about those big, special, expensive gifts. I mean, I'm sorry. That's Christmas is about gifts. And as I thought about that, you know, it just brought back to mind some of the big, cool gifts that I have received. One of them for me was Johnny West. I don't know if any of you guys have ever had a Johnny West. I had a Johnny West doll, and I had the horse. I still have the horse. My kids got a hold of it one time and broke the front leg off. But I still have the horse. My brother had a Geronimo, and we had the best time playing with our Johnny West and Geronimo. This next one is a gift that every guy wanted if he ever got a Sears and Roebuck catalog. Electric football game. Those were the coolest thing. I mean, you look in the catalog and you see those things, and you think, I got to have one of those. And you get it for Christmas morning, and you plug it in, and you put the 22 men, little plastic men, on the game board, and then you turn it on. And what happens? Those little guys buzz all over the place. I mean, it's just, they're all over the place. When I was a little bit older, one of the gifts I got was a reel-to-reel tape player. There used to be a radio station, WLS, in Chicago, that on New Year's Eve, they would play the top 90 songs of the year, 89 or something like that. With a reel-to-reel tape player, you can record about 6 hours worth of music. So I could stay up on New Year's Eve, and I could record every one of those songs. About 2 years ago, my wife gave me the camera of my dreams, and I've just really, really enjoyed that. But about 16 years ago, I received a very special Christmas gift. It was one day late, but it was my daughter Sarah. That was just an amazing Christmas gift. And yep, it was an expensive Christmas gift too. And I'm still paying for it, and I don't see any way out of it for quite a while. But that was a very, very special Christmas gift. But Sarah, honestly, as much as I love you, as much fun as I have with you, the best gift we've ever received at Christmas is the gift of Jesus. You know, right now we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. And I'm going to call it Christmas Day throughout the rest of this little talk. I don't know whether it happened on the 25th of December or not, but it's an amazing day, and it deserves to be honored because it was the day when God came into this universe in a way that he never had before. He came into this universe as a man, really as a baby. He came into the universe as a baby that was helpless, that still had to have his diaper changed, that still had to be fed. You know, last night at Christmas choir, the soloist sang Most Holy Night. And it was absolutely beautiful. And it just made me think that that night, Christmas night, is a very special time. It is one of the most holy days because the God that created this vast universe became a human. But I think Christmas is more than just celebrating his birth. That Christmas is also about celebrating his life. A life that showed us how we should treat each other. A life that showed us, Tommy, that yes, it's about love. And you know, Abraham Lincoln is one of my heroes. And, you know, I just admire the life that Abraham Lincoln led. But I don't model my life after Lincoln. Jesus gives us a model of what our life should look like. He shows us what a servant should look like. He shows us what love is about. But to me, the gift of Jesus, the gift of Christmas, goes even further than that. Christmas is also a time to remember his death on the cross. I mean, to me, Christmas is about, like I said, more than just the birth. It's about his birth. It's about his life. It's about his death. And it's about his resurrection. There is no gift that we can ever imagine that would ever compare to the gift of Jesus. And the good thing about it is that Jesus is the gift that never stops giving. That because of the gift of Jesus, we have other gifts. One of those is the gift of eternal life. He tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." That is an absolutely incredible, incredible gift. I had an opportunity 3 or 4 weeks ago to spend some time with one of my friends that lost her mother. And the thing she kept grasping for, trying to hold on to, was that her mother was going to live again, that her mom was going to heaven. Let us never underestimate the importance of eternal life. I turned 50 last month. You know, as you hit those milestone birthdays, I start realizing that life is short. That in no time at all, my physical body will be dead. And I hate to think that that's all it's about, is that for a mere maybe 70, 75 years that I get to spend on this earth. Two-thirds of it's gone. Got maybe one-third of it left if God blesses me with it. It would be kind of depressing if that's all we had to look forward to was just 70-something years. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, because of what happened on Christmas Day when God came to this earth, I am promised of having eternal life. I am promised of spending eternity with God, with Jesus, with Peter, with Paul, even with David Elrod. I get to spend eternity with you, David, and I still look forward to it. Let's never underestimate the gift of eternal life. God speaks to us in really unique ways sometimes. You know, we know that He speaks to us through the Word. On Friday morning, God spoke to me through a text message. I got a text message from my sweet sister, Cindy Whittem, that was just talking about the devotional that she had read that morning. And she shared a verse with me that I think is also one of the truly great gifts that God has given us. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. He tells us in Romans 8, verse 11, "The Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you." You know, it is an amazing a miracle that happened when Jesus rose from the dead. He'd been in the grave, in the tomb for 3 days, almost 3 days. And the Holy Spirit raised Him from the dead. That's amazing. But what is even more incredible is that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of you, Ben Parker. That's incredible. And like Cindy said, she said, you know, I knew that. But when she had her devotional Friday morning, it just really struck her. That is an amazing gift. That to me is also what Christmas is about. Because of Jesus' birth on Christmas Day and because of His death, the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. And that Holy Spirit has power enough to raise someone from the dead. Joel, just watching the video that we watched with the teens today, it's that same Holy Spirit that was able to make the man be able to walk that had never been able to walk in his life before. And that Holy Spirit lives inside of us. You know, there's also, sometimes we want something that we can put our hands on now. Eternal life is great, and I'm looking forward to eternal life. But some of us want something now. Jesus also tells us that we can have abundant life now. He says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly," in John chapter 10, verse 10. You know, when I was growing up, when I was in my teens and early 20s, I lived my life with the philosophy that I'm going to sow my wild oats now. And hopefully I won't die before I sow my wild oats, and then I'll turn my life over to Jesus. Because I thought the sowing of the wild oats was the way that I was really going to enjoy life. This verse tells us that really the way to enjoy life is to accept Jesus. That not only are we promised eternal life, we are promised abundant life right now. You know, a lot of that is what Russ talked about last week, of just the joy that is inside of us. The peace that's inside of us. knowing, for one thing, that we have the gift of eternal life. It gives us a peace. It gives us a joy. But again, that to me is one of the gifts that comes with the birth of Jesus, is the gift of abundant life. Question I want us to consider is, what do we do with the gifts? And that's really, I think, the question of life is, what do we do with the gift of Jesus that has been given to us? First thing we got to do is we just got to accept it. And I know most of y'all here have accepted Jesus as your Savior. But, you know, there is possibly someone out here that has not accepted Jesus as their Savior. If you've not, it's really simple what you got to do. You pretty much just got to say, God, I can't do it on my own. I am a sinner. I really make mistakes. And I can't solve any of the big problems on my own. I need help. And really just saying, Jesus, I recognize that you are the only person, the only thing that can help me. And I accept you as my Savior. And then being willing to confess his name and be baptized. That's it. This humongous gift is there in front of you. And if you want it, if you want an abundant life, if you want to spend eternity in the greatest place possible, if you want the power that can raise somebody, that has raised somebody from the dead, just take it. Just accept it. But I think the Christian walk is a little bit more than that. I think that we also have to embrace the gift. How many of y'all have ever received a gift? Maybe it was something that you thought you wanted, but you really didn't. Or maybe it's even something that you didn't want. And you accepted the gift, but you went over, and you put it in a closet, and you never used it. That's the way some people treat the gift of Jesus. You know, most of y'all probably have a computer at home. And some of y'all may never even turn the computer on. Others may only use the computer just for reading email. But that computer has got so much more to offer. My son Matthew can take that same computer, and he can take pictures into it, and he can just create amazing videos that just really touch my heart. Ken Bynum can take that same computer, and from his house, he can turn the lights off and on here at the church building. He can unlock the door to the gym with that same computer. And it's because he has taken that computer and he has used it with the full power that is available. And I think that is really what we need to do with the gift of Jesus. But it takes a little sacrifice. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That says what I have to do is I got to take myself, and I got to allow myself to be crucified. And not literally. I don't want Morris to take me out and nail me to a tree. I'm sorry. But I have to take my fears. I have to take my worries. I have to take my pride. And every day, for me, I have to take those and I have to ask God to help me put those aside. And when I put those aside, when I put myself out of the picture, then one of the truly amazing things happens. Jesus Christ comes inside of me. That's powerful. That means that when I go to work, that what can happen is people can see Jesus as opposed to seeing me. One other thing that I think that God wants us to do with the gift is to share it. He tells us in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. A lot of times we use that verse as justification for supporting missionaries, that we support missionaries so that they can take the gospel to other places. But I believe this verse means more than that. This is a version, the International Standard Version, that just really spoke to me when I read it. It said, as you go into all the world, proclaim the gospel to everyone. That means as we go to Walmart, Food Lion, AEDC, the bank, the post office, the high school, wherever, that we take the gospel with us and we share it with people. You notice I've got two words highlighted and underlined and whatever. Those words are you and everyone. And Sarah, when she saw this next slide, she realized it was grammatically incorrect, but I still left it that way. Who is you? But hopefully it makes the point. You know, the question, who is you in that verse before? And it's not just the preacher. A lot of times we think that it's just the preacher's job to take the gospel out and share it with people in our community. I believe it's not just the preacher. It doesn't fall on just our shepherds. It's not just the person sitting next to you. It's you, it's me. I think in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he's talking to you, Lee. That Lee, when you go on the airplane, when you go to California or wherever all the places are you go, that you proclaim the gospel. Allison, as you go to the high school, he's talking to you, that you proclaim the gospel. And who do we proclaim it to? To everyone. I don't know if this one's grammatically correct or not. Who is everyone? There's a song that really speaks to me. It's a song I've heard on the radio several times, and it's not my favorite song, but the words of this song just really spoke to me when I heard them. Kind of talking about who everyone is. It says, we got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers. We got yuppies, we got bikers, we got thirsty hitchhikers. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. We got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. Basically, everyone is everyone. It's people that we want to be around. It's people that we like. It's everyone. This song is a song by Toby Keith. It's called I Love This Bar. It really should be I Love This Church. That we cannot pick and choose who we share the gospel with. The gospel is meant to be shared with everyone. You know, I wanted my kids to grow up in church. I wanted my kids to grow up in a place where I knew they were going to learn about God. But I also wanted them to grow up in a place where they were going to be around good people, where they were going to be around good kids. As my kids have got older, and maybe as I've learned a little bit too, I want my kids to grow up in a church that is filled with everybody. I want them to grow up in a church where we embrace everyone. To where if a drug addict comes in that door, that we rejoice and that we celebrate. That to me is part of what Christmas should be about. Is it should be about us sharing the gift. You know, Paul calls this gift that we have received indescribable. And it is. You know, we could have 50 different preachers come up here every Sunday, and they could spend 30 minutes to 45 minutes to an hour trying to describe how big these gifts are that we've received, and they could never scratch the surface. And what we need to do is we need to take those indescribable gifts and share them with the community. How can we do that? How can we share the gift? One thing is, we can do it right here, that we can welcome people into this body just as they are. You know that song, I Love This Bar, I think the reason that it grabbed my ears the first time is there's a verse in it that says, come just as you are. And that's what we should do as a church, is as people come in this door, we need to accept them just as they are. We can share the gospel through Facebook, and I have seen a lot of y'all doing that, that you may not feel comfortable standing in front of somebody, you may not feel comfortable sitting down with someone and sharing the gospel, but through Facebook, in the privacy of your own home, you can sit down there and you can type in how God has blessed you. You can type in that God has saved me. Facebook is a very easy way for us to share the gospel with your friends. Upward. I don't know how many kids y'all have got now, 100, let's say roughly 180. We're probably going to have 700, 800 people on game day come out here. A lot of those are going to be folks that don't know anything about Jesus. And all we got to do is take the time to sit down with them. Sit down in that bleacher beside them and just talk to them. We don't have to go out into the community. They're coming out here. But let's take advantage of that opportunity. The community lunch that we're having on December the 18th. It's a good possibility that some of those folks that are going to come out here don't know anything about Jesus. Or if they do, they've never really accepted Him. It's an opportunity for us to be able to sit down with them. And maybe we don't feel comfortable of just verbally sharing the gospel with them, but we can at least share love with them. Random acts of kindness. It's as simple as seeing someone at Walmart and offering to take their cart out to their car and unload their bags. That person at Walmart that's checking you out, that's really grumpy, be nice to them. Let them know how blessed they are. Just say something simple like, may God bless you, or may you feel the power of Jesus. Just random acts of kindness where people know that it's occurring because of what Jesus did for us. There's one other thing, and we're going to close with this, that I think we need to do with the gifts. And that's we need to celebrate them. That's what every Sunday should be about. That's what every day of our life should be about, is about celebrating the gifts that Jesus has shared with us. And Christmas is a great time to do that. It is a time that the rest of the world is celebrating the birth of Jesus. Let's take advantage of it and celebrate it with them. As I said, there may be some folks here today that have not accepted that gift. And if you would like to accept that gift today, I know our shepherds would love for that. If you would just like to ask questions about what do I need to do to accept that gift, grab somebody after worship. Say, I want to know what it means. Maybe you feel like that you have not fully embraced the gift and you just need the prayers of this community, of this church. We'd invite you to come forward. Thank you.